And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. All right, listen, we're moving to number three on the Triple Dipper, but I'll still take calls on any topic we've covered so far. If you want to call in, you're welcome to it. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Had a few text messages that came in. Jimmy from Moulton, he texted in, and he's regarding that Second Amendment discussion we were having just a minute ago. He says, yeah, on that whole argument from the left about the Second Amendment saying the Founding Fathers only had muskets and never planned on people having machine guns, he says he begs to differ. He believes that they were in an age of a revolution, and they knew that guns would advance as everything else did. Just his opinion. I share that opinion. I mean, did they really think it was going to be stopping right there, like nobody would ever invent anything else? Good point, Jimmy. Appreciate you. What else do we have? Paul from Athens again. He texts in and says, it's against the law to kill someone already. You think they're concerned with gun laws? True. Very good point. I got Jeff from Indiana sent me a picture of a mighty sweet AR. Lord, it's mounted on a tripod. That's Jeff Rowe. You are a right side ruffian for sure. Got a new one. David from Madison texts in and says he is a former airborne ranger and artillery officer. Appreciate your service, David. Thank you very much for that. And then what do we got here? I'm trying to read, but I tell you what, I'm too distracted to try and read it and talk at the same time. So I'll hold off on that one until I get back to it. Listen, I'm going to switch gears here. I'm going to move to number three in the Triple Dipper, Show Me the Money. Although I do have a call coming in, so I might wait to see what that is. But the part that I'm going to cover now is what are Bidenomics doing? What are Bidenomics doing to the economy, but just basically at home? I mean, what are we looking at there? What's the Fed rate hike doing to us? What are the economic policies of the Biden administration doing that we can see it happening? I tell you what, though, before I do that, I got a caller. Boomer, I got a caller on the line. All right. Line two, Mark from Birmingham. Hey, Mark, Phil Williams, how you doing?
Hey, Phil. Hey, listen, this is a really random question, but you did talk about it earlier today on your show. You were mentioning the schools that you went to.
Yeah.
I went to Central High School in London.
What?
From 66 to 69. I was sixth, seventh, and eighth grade.
No kidding.
Bushy High School?
Yeah, it was at Bushy Hall, but when I got there, they had already moved it from Bushy Hall about 3 years before I got there. They moved it to High Wycombe Air Force Base, RAF High Wycombe.
But, oh, yeah, I remember High Wycombe.
Yeah.
When I heard you say that, I thought, oh, my gosh, is this a small world or what?
No kidding, man. It's a pretty exclusive club that went to London Central High School. That's way cool. Hey, so you were a military dependent or a civilian?
My dad was in the Air Force.
Yep.
So we were stationed in sort of in Watford. Carpenter's Park was the name of the little development that we were in, and I would take the bus into school every day.
How about that? Yeah, so you were there.
Isn't that crazy?
I was there about, let's see, I got there about 6 or 7 years after you.
I was there during the height of the Beatles. Every time a Beatles song came out, it shot up right to number one.
Well, now, I don't know if they were there when you were there, but you know the guys who founded the group America, they all met at London Central High School.
Oh, yeah, they used to do concerts for us.
Oh, no kidding.
I used to ride a bus with one of them. I won't tell you which one because he was a real bully, man. I played the baritone saxophone, and he'd come in and just knock me around the bus. They were overall good guys, but he just was not very nice to me.
And then they go out and sing that sweet singer-songwriter stuff like Horse With No Name, but yet he was a bully on the bus. That's crazy.
That's exactly, but again, I'm not telling you which one it was because that wouldn't be fair because there were three or four of those guys. But yeah, they used to put concerts, but I don't think they were called that when they were there. I think they started that name later when I got back to the States, maybe.
I don't know. All I know is my English teacher when they got big. I think it was Dan Peake was one of the guys, and he kept the English book that Dan Peake had put his name in the front of because he was famous.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I think Dan Peake became a Christian.
He did.
Was he the one who went out on his own and started doing Christian music?
He did. He became a Christian solo artist, and we actually had him when I was in student government in college. We had him come do a concert because of that.
Really.
Yeah. Yeah. Mark, small world, man. Appreciate you letting me know.
Yeah.
I love hearing London Central High School. Somebody else knows what I'm talking about when I say it. That's cool.
I know exactly. And I got to ask you one last question. Yeah. Who did you support when you lived in England? Who did you support?
Who did I support? Oh, Man United.
Ah, so did I. George Best was playing for him at that time, and Bobby Charlton.
Man United is magic. I mean, anymore. I think I had the scarf and everything, man.
Wow, you're bringing back memories. Thank you so much.
All right, Mark, you have a great weekend, brother. Call in more often. That's cool. That's just funny. I mean, so, yeah, by the way, since I only got like a minute left for the break, I'll just go ahead and tell you. So London Central High School is a DOD school overseas for dependents and by the way, for expats, for civilians who were there and their kids go. We actually had a dorm, too, because we had a lot of kids whose dads were, like, working in the oil industry in Saudi Arabia and the Emirates and that kind of stuff. And so they would call them dormies. And the dormies, they had a dorm. They'd stay there, and it was like a whole subculture, man, the dormies in high school. Can you imagine high school kids living in a dorm? No. And yeah, you can just imagine the trouble they got into. But London Central High School, very, very small club. All right, folks, Phil Williams, we will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Man, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, hey, listen, before I go any further, I gotta acknowledge something here. You hear me talk about military stuff all the time. I'm a military kid myself. I was a military service member. I've got family members still on active duty. I'm just saying we're a very military-centric family, and this show is too. And so, I just like the rest of y'all, I began hearing about this Camp Lejeune water contamination thing. Like, I've seen commercials on TV. It's popping up on my internet. I'm like, what is the deal, man? What's going on? And so I called some friends of mine, the law firm, Riley and Jackson. You know, I'm an attorney. Well, I've interacted with them. We've worked together on issues before. And Riley and Jackson is a solid firm based out of Birmingham, but they work statewide. And I heard they were doing something on it. So I called and I said, what's the scoop, man? And so they laid it out for me. They've got five lawyers right now at Riley and Jackson working on these water contamination cases from Camp Lejeune. Five lawyers. And they said there's like 19 different illnesses that have been attributed to a confirmed water contamination that the government knew was there and wasn't doing anything about. So here's the thing. If you were at Camp Lejeune for any period of time, I mean, I think there's a window, like you had to be there for at least 30 days or something like that, but if you were there for any period of time between 1953 to 1987, I mean, that's a long period of time. 1953 to 1987, you ought to call Riley and Jackson to find out whether you have a claim, or it might be a claim for someone who was in your family that's now deceased from an illness that may be attributed to this. Water contamination, Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. You could have been a dependent. You could have been a military service member. You could be there on TDY, training, whatever. Permanent duty station. Riley and Jackson, here's their phone number, 205-879-5000. That's Riley and Jackson, 205-879-5000. They're not going to charge you for the phone call. They're going to tell you whether you may or may not have a claim, and they only get paid if they find something for you. Phone number again, Riley and Jackson, 205-879-5000. They told me they've had a bunch of calls from Right Side Radio folks, so I appreciate that. Tell them you heard it here. Here's that little thing I got to do, Boomer. You ready? I'm ready to go. Ready? No representation made the quality of legal service we perform is greater than the quality of legal service performed by other lawyers. How close was I?
You're almost right on the money every single time.
I can't get much faster than that.
It's 3.2.
Oh, okay, 3.2 seconds. All right, well, I'll take it and run. Hey, we had some texts that came in, too. By the way, you want to text in or call in, we're down in the last 30 minutes of the show here. 833-687-4448. It's 833-68-RIGHT. Which one did I have here? John from Decatur. He texted in regarding the CMP park that we had the interview on. He says, 4 years ago, I took my two sons to the CMP Talladega Park, and we all bought M1 Garands. He said, I still hunt with mine. He even sent a picture of it. That's very cool. Jeremy from Huntsville, he had a great point talking about the Second Amendment and, you know, the right to keep and bear arms. And it's not necessarily a firearm per se, but he says Jesus Christ, the most humble or most peaceful man to ever walk the face of the earth, even his own disciples were armed. You can ask the Roman centurion in the garden who's missing an ear. Yes, indeed. Good point. All right. Well, listen, folks, I'm going to do a little bit here in this last topic. I've got an audio clip that we're going to play in just a minute. And by the way, Boomer, the texting just went out on my screen. I'm not sure if it's out on yours or not, but I just lost my texting. It just wouldn't refresh and went away. I'll try and reload it and see what happens, because if somebody texts me, I want to know it. All right. Here's the thing. Everybody sees the economy. Everybody knows how much milk and bread costs. Everybody's seen the fact that gas is finally coming back down, but supply chain is still disrupted. We had Andrew Ford on from ZLA Solutions the other day, and he talked about the fact that, yes, he confirmed. He would dare say that there are, even though our unemployment rate in Alabama is great, that the labor participation rate is awful. And we are literally right now sitting on almost two jobs for every individual. Well, you look at what the economy is, you look at the workforce, and every bit of this can be attributed back to policy. What policies are being put in place? Well, the policies being put in place are exactly what's causing a lot of this. First of all, let's take a look at the economy itself. The fact that we have got people that are still not back in the labor force. I mean, labor force participation rate is basically the numbers of people that are still out there looking for jobs, that are in the job market, that are actually paying taxes because they've got a payroll tax coming out, and we can see it. And those numbers are down. Well, it wasn't like we had, you know, so many deaths due to COVID that those people just went away. There were some, certainly, but not to the level that we're seeing the lack of labor force participation. Now, we do have, on the upper end of the scale, we do have people that we understand took early retirement. They did not want to deal with the COVID environment. They were being told they had to work from home now or whatever the case may be. A lot of people went in and put their papers in and went to early retirement to avoid vaccination laws and all that kind of stuff. That did happen. But on the lower end of the spectrum, there is a massive reduction in the number of people participating in the labor force who should very well be there, and yet they're not. So you look at it and go, what the heck? Where did they go? Well, Representative Byron Donalds, he's a Republican out of Florida. Great guy. I've got a piece here from Red State, but I've also got an audio clip from him that is so worth listening to. I mean, he demolished, literally demolished, Democrat policies just the other day. Hey, Boomer, I'm going to want to play this clip here, bud. So Representative Byron Donalds, in a House hearing earlier this week, it was last Thursday, I believe. May have been yesterday. What's the storyline dated? Yes, this was dated. This is yesterday. He pressed the witnesses on what they think caused inflation in the labor crisis. And in doing so, like I said, he demolished Democrat policy. So, Boomer, you got that audio clip for me, man? I need to get that going, like, right now. If you would, Representative Byron Donalds, hear what he had to say in Congress.
Because if you're given money without having to exchange it with labor, having to take your talents and abilities, and you're getting money as a result, it depends on the industriousness of the individual at that point. I'm not blaming anybody. If you're giving out free money, shoot, okay, cool. Most people are just gonna go ahead and take it. We know this, but if you have a legitimate economic choice to make at your kitchen table, I can go work 40 hours or I can go work 20 hours and our living does not change, people have their own decision to make about what they're going to do. The point I'm making is That labor shortage, which was created by the quote-unquote American Rescue Plan, led to a labor shortage. And that labor shortage has led to price increases because you had people who had the revenue and the disposable cash flow to buy goods, but not enough goods in circulation to purchase. Mr. Goodspeed, is that an accurate assessment of what's happened in America since Joe Biden became president of the United States?
Yes, I think that's a fair description.
So, let's establish a couple things. Are prices up? Yes, they are. Electricity prices are up. Good prices are up. The only reason why fuel gasoline prices are down is because the president's been basically buying down the price with releases from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which, by the way, that's coming to an end as well. We are in a recession. I think we've covered a lot here. Look, I understand the majority party's desire to try to put this on corporate America for raising prices. But if you do not have enough workers working, there's not enough goods produced. If there's not enough goods produced, but everybody still has money to go buy goods, the price of each unit actually goes up. That's how inflation is always created. More policies of the same is only going to lead us further down the road to perdition, which we are already on. With that, I yield back.
Wow. Wow. That was like Economy 101, and he just took Democrat policies and just trashed them. With not just basic economics, but by the way, with common sense. If you're going to pay people to stay at home and remove from them the incentive to work, because by the way, to this day, since they still have an emergency proclamation related to COVID, they are still giving away welfare dollars at a higher rate than ever. So if you're going to incentivize people not to be in the labor force, they are not going to then be there to prepare or to build, or to construct, or to service in accordance with what their company would have done. And when those things are not available, then yet they still have money in their pocket because the government's given it to them, they go out to the store, they want to buy stuff. So we got more money coming in the market, but the goods are down. That drives up the cost of the individual goods. It also disrupts the supply chain because some of those people were in the logistics side. And it creates the quandary that we're seeing right now. And yet, the Democrats continue to want to spend more money. And what are they having to do to stem some of this? They're raising rates right now. Why are they raising rates? They're trying to stifle a little bit of the, you know, the spend and flow. They're trying to stop people from getting out there and buying more. They're trying to stifle the economy a little bit to slow the rate of inflation. How about this? Incentivize them to go back to work. That's where we need to be. Get the labor force participation rate up. Stop giving money to people. Stop enabling folks' bad habits. Let's get the economy back into the, you know, this is America. This is the land of opportunity. How about we not make it the land of the handout? We make it the land of the hand up, and let's get them back at work. I got a call real quick. I'll take that before I go to the break. It's Brian. Brian from Huntsville. How you doing, buddy?
Doing well, and what a segue right into what I was about to comment on the school board election in Huntsville.
All right.
Not going to say the names, but somebody, as soon as they won the position, declared all public Republicans, in loose words, are parasites.
Wow, yeah.
And based on what you just mentioned and everything, yeah, Republicans, Democrats, there's a lot of parasites out there. The people that some of us stay on whatever food stamps are for too long when we can do something based on what you were saying about not enough people working. But if you threw a mat over both groups, which one do you think would have more heads popping up like whack-a-mole?
Oh, yeah.
As far as parasites.
Absolutely, man. Well, well put. Brian, we're about to head into break, man, but you have a great weekend. But you're spot on. He's spot on. He's spot on. Yeah, and that school board race, that's the Angela McClure race that we had Angela on the other day. She lost the race. We all knew that her opponent was far more liberal. Well, maybe more so than we ever even knew. Local politics matter. All right, take us to a break, Boomer. We'll do that right now. Last break of the day. We'll come right back and wrap it up for a Friday. Headed into a beautiful weekend with like a touch of fall in the air. Some of you guys going to high school football games tonight. Woo! This is like the evening that you look for when you're in the middle of July heat. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Little Guns N' Roses there to kick us up into the last segment.
That's right.
So I told you my Guns N' Roses story, right? I was not a big Guns N' Roses fan.
Really?
Yeah, just, you know, hedonistic lifestyles and just, I don't know. Yeah. Just what. But then there's something about rolling through the streets of Baghdad, and the PSYOPs guys had these speakers. I think I told you the PSYOPs guys had these speakers that could hurt your ears. They were so loud. And as we exited a mission, they're kicking up Take Me Down to Paradise City, rolling through the streets of Baghdad, you know, with everybody just loaded for bear. And I'm thinking, I think I like Guns N' Roses now. This is like something out
epic.
Of a movie scene right here. Oh. It's like Flight of the Valkyries and, you know, anyway. All right. Hey, listen, I got it. By the way, before we go any further, some of y'all are realizing what a beautiful weekend we have in front of us. And you may be thinking, okay, tomorrow morning, it's Saturday. I don't want to mess the kitchen up. I'm going to surprise the wife or the husband or the kids, and I'm going to say, "Hey, let's do something different for breakfast. We're going out for breakfast. Everybody, you know, put on a hat and let's go to breakfast Saturday morning. Nobody's shaving, nothing. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations in our listening area, Hughes Road out in Madison, South Parkway in Huntsville. They have a breakfast menu that you're going to want. So first of all, yes, it's Just Love Coffee Cafe. So you can go, and unlike the Keurig at the house, you can go get you a real deal cappuccino in a big old mug, or a latte or espresso, or just some freshly ground light roast, medium roast, dark roast. But the food? All right, here's the thing. Boomer's got the menu up, too.
I just pulled it up because my mouth started watering.
I know. So, all right, Boomer, on the breakfast menu, if you were there right now, what would you be getting?
Okay, I'm looking at two different things, and I'd probably get both of them.
What's that?
One to start off with would be the dippers.
Oh, the dippers. Sausage,
I mean, just a little.
Sausage or chicken wrapped in a waffled biscuit served with a choice of sausage gravy or maple syrup. What's the other one?
The bacon tater.
The bacon tater, a hash brown waffle, cheddar cheese and bacon sprinkled with black pepper served with a side of sour cream or ketchup. And I'm talking, they got the womlets and they got waffles. They got cinnamon rolls. I mean, they got, for the kids, they got like the fruity pebbles and cream waffle. Come on. You got to love that. The berry waffle. Okay, enough. Anyway, Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations. Think about it. Saturday morning, Hughes Road in Madison, South Parkway in Huntsville. Enjoy yourself and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right. Listen, let me wrap this segment up. There's no way I can do this justice. I kind of wish I'd just waited till Monday to do this one. But Show Me the Money is what I've been talking about the last few minutes. The Fed just raised the rate again. In case you didn't see it, the Fed, for the third time in a row, had their September policy meeting and raised the rates another 75 basis points, so basically 0.75. They raised the rates. They're trying to stem the tide of inflation. But y'all, I'm just telling you, how does that affect you and I? What does that mean? Well, I'm not buying a house right now. Does that mean? Well, you know what? If you use a credit card, it does. If you've got savings accounts, it does. Like, for instance, credit card businesses, they charge their cardholders. Piece I've got here in the Epoch Times again, dated 2 days ago. Credit cards charge a variable interest rate more often than not based on the prime rate. And because the U.S. central bank's decisions affect short-term rates, it says this can significantly impact what Americans pay on their credit cards. Today, it says the average credit card APR, annual percentage rate, is 18.1%, which is up 17.1 from 17.1% in just in July. So they're already up like a whole point on your interest rate. That adds up a lot. It says that WalletHub estimates the rates increases are going to cost consumers an extra $5.3 billion in credit card debt over the next 12 months. Yeah. Mortgage rates are also being impacted. We're already seeing mortgage rates going up. My law firm, we do a lot of real estate transactions, and we're already seeing rates that have gone from being in the upper twos, low threes on the average to now being a six and above. And that's a massive change. And they're saying that credit's going to be even harder to get in the next year, which is going to stifle the economy. It just is. It's hard to have business growth when you can't get that line of credit to get new equipment you need, all that kind of thing. Well, this is going to hurt, by the way, for the Biden Democrats, because here they are going into the midterms, and ain't nobody got no good news for them on the monetary policy. And they continue to try and spend money like crazy. But the one that got me about how this comes home, you know, we had the whole thing there where Representative Byron Donalds dismantled them. We talked about getting people back in the workforce, stop spending money recklessly, the Fed's raising the rates. But it's hitting the poorest among us, perhaps even the worst. I've got a story here from townhall.com dated yesterday. Biden's Build Back Better agenda is leading to nearly empty food banks. Food banks that supply food to those who struggle with, you know, getting nutrition in their homes, they're having empty shelves for the first time in anybody's memory. And Town Hall article says it's one thing to see inflation reports month after month marking inflation at 40-year highs. But what we're also seeing is food banks across the country warning their inventories are being wiped out, and they're costing up to 120 to 200% more to use their charitable dollars to buy food for the poor of their society. That's happening across the nation right now. All right, and on that happy note, hey, listen, folks, it's been a great show. It's been a great week. We got big stuff planned for next week. You guys be back here on Monday with us. Boomer and I will be here at 2 on the Monday. You guys have a great weekend. We'll see you then.